industry.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Three Americans honored as heroes in France.
It wasn't really a conscious decision. We just kind of acted. There wasn't much thinking going on.
And France's president says what Alex Skarlatos and the others did averted carnage, thwarting an attack on a train Friday. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European bureau.
Dave, at the French presidential palace, medals pinned on the chests of three Americans and a British man receiving France's top honor, the Legion of Honor. Alex Skarlatos and Spencer Stone, who are in the US military, and their friend Anthony Sadler, along with Briton Chris Norman, tackled a suspected Islamist militant who emerged from the train bathroom with an assault rifle. French President Francois Hollande saying the men offer a lesson in courage and will and hope. Dave.
Simon, two good Samaritans hailed as heroes in Louisiana for stopping a suspect police say had just shot a state trooper yesterday in the head, wresting the shotgun from him and restraining him in the trooper's own cuffs. Colonel Mike Edmondson says it's captured on video, and so is what the suspect, Kevin Daigle, told Trooper Stephen Vincent as he lay on the road bleeding.
You can hear him breathing in there and tell him, oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. You're going to die soon.
Trooper Vincent is in critical condition. Another big sell-off looming on Wall Street, where the Dow lost more than 1,000 points since last Wednesday. Futures are plunging after China's stock market dropped big again, dragging markets way down worldwide.
With the U.S. Federal Reserve currently thinking about whether September might be the right time to raise interest rates for the first time in many years, there's going to be additional arguments that it might not be a good time to do that.
Gregor Stewart Hunter with the Wall Street Journal in Hong Kong. Second, cancers are on the rise. New research says nearly one in five new cases in the U.S. now involve someone who's had the disease before. It was 9% in the 70s. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Gabe Bach in studio with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance. Go to RolloInsurance.com. Jason, educate us a little bit on insurance, because I believe that most of us don't know enough about the insurance process.
You know, Gabe, when you talk about the insurance process, you're really talking about understanding what you're buying. And I believe, sadly, that many people have made insurance into a commodity, and it's not. People need to understand what's covered in their policies. And the way to do that is through education. So we try to sit down with people, explain the policies, make sure they know what they're purchasing, and then, of course, give the service that takes care of them during the time of a need. And so we do that by being local. We have offices in Franklin, Buffalo, Fairfield, Huntsville, and, of course, where I'm at here in Bryan College Station, the center of our world. And we ask people to come see us. We'll take care of them.
From the Valley to the Panhandle and in two different time zones, right? Fort Stockton and El Paso, Mountain Time, and they can still go with Rollo Insurance. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RolloInsurance.com.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
our news, and your comments, WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A three-vehicle crash in North Bryan Sunday night left two hospitalized in critical condition. Bryan police reported Highway 21 and Sims, a westbound motorcycle was hit by a northbound car that failed to yield the right-of-way. The motorcycle then hit a pickup. The motorcyclist was transported with injuries from the collision, along with the passenger from the pickup who suffered a medical emergency. The driver and two passengers in the car received minor injuries. The crash closed Highway 21 in both directions between Texas and Martin Luther King. A Bryan man was struck and killed Saturday night while walking on Texas north of Highway 21. Bryan police identified the pedestrian as 26-year-old Oscar Lee Trevino. Investigators say Trevino was struck by a vehicle while walking in the street between Stevens Drive and Lightfoot Lane. The driver left the scene but was found after a witness gave police a vehicle description. The vehicle was found on Emerald Drive in Bryan, and the driver, 26-year-old Ronald Rocha of Bryan, was arrested for failing to stop and render aid. An investigation by College Station police continues after a body was found Friday by hotel staff at the College Station Hilton. CSPD Lieutenant Chuck Flieger said the man was not an employee and at the time of his death was not a guest. Police responded at 3:59 on Friday. They said an investigation revealed that the man was engaged in an act of self-harm on the ninth floor stairwell landing and subsequently fell to his death. The identity of the man has not been released until next of kin can be notified. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the board at the YMCA of Greater Houston is working on a 6 to 7 year project that will eventually result in comprehensive YMCA facilities in both cities. Mooney says existing buildings could be used for Y locations, even if on a temporary basis, to get programs started.
Which would give the YMCA an opportunity to establish a presence, establish funding, financing, etc.
Mooney says the possibility of working with Blinn College in order to provide students with the recreation center has also been discussed.
Can you imagine if Blinn were able to have that up here in Bryan? That would diffuse the issue of having 13,000 students, 14,000 now, up here, where you've got the Cruzy Center down for a much smaller student population in Brenham.
Mooney says through their own studies, the Y has determined Bryan and College Station have different populations and different needs, which will be taken into consideration. In last week's Bryan ISD update on WTAW's The Infomaniac, Superintendent Tommy Wallace spoke about the new truancy law. He says it decriminalizes truancy, making it more of a civil violation.
More like a ticket. And so what they don't want is to have these individuals, these kids, who have this criminal record.
Wallace says he does not like the new law in terms of how much freedom they have and where to file a truancy court.
It would be fantastic to have one person in the Brazos County that handled the truancy cases. Because what you have is you have different, College Station may go into one court, we may go into one court. It'd be fantastic to have one judge that heard the cases across the board.
750 truancy cases were filed in Bryan ISD last year. MSC Opus announces the Swan Brothers are coming to Rudder Theater this fall. The 2014 CMA Vocal Duo of the Year is performing on Friday, October 9th at 7:30. Texas A&M and Blinn Team students will have first access to the tickets starting Monday at 10 a.m. at the this morning at the MSC box office. Public sales will be September 21st. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time approaching 6:10 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am.
Good morning, sports fans.
Hi there. Okay, fine. Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Lots of sunshine in today's forecast. There could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will approach 100 degrees. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening, 75 to 80. Becoming partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, maybe a late day storm, 95 to 100. Chance of a storm tomorrow evening, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a storm on Wednesday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Are you done now?
I pushed the wrong button.
Twice. Well, okay, go ahead.
My apologies.
That's all right.
All right, gang, we got a lot coming up in sports. We've got A&M soccer playing two, A&M football with a scrimmage, A&M basketball on the road in Greece. Preseason games for both Texas teams and both of the Texas baseball teams are actually heading towards the playoffs, at least as of right now. All that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
You have to get up. You can't stay in bed.
Welcome to the first day of school.
Yeah. All those little upset tummies out there. That's the teachers.
I'm not even talking about the kids. That's the teachers. Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, though. With social media now, I mean, there's so much communication. It's really nonstop. I mean, there was a time when, oh, wow, look what happened to you, or, oh, look what you're wearing, or any of those things that, you know, it's just, it gets harder to grab people's attention in person the first day of school. But rest assured, there are students out there who will be working hard to do that very thing today.
Well, we did meet the teacher last week.
And which is really good because your child has not had a chance to get them angry at them yet.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful time to do that. You don't come with your list of grievances, nor do they.
It was meet the teacher, and apparently it starts at fourth grade. Because the little girls that would see the other little, oh my God! Because they don't have cell phones to keep up with one another.
See, okay,
we're
so
in the same class!
Okay, yeah, so there's one little slice, yeah.
Yeah.
After that, by halfway through fourth grade, they've all got cell phones.
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, you again.
Sad face emoticon.
That's right. I've got a new friend. She lives in Rockdale or whatever. All right. So anyway, a Pittsburgh defense attorney got a hearing postponed at the last minute after convincing a judge that his wife's labor might be a matter of life or his death. Attorney Mark Daffner granted a continuance after he filed a request which read, quote, defense counsel's wife went into labor at approximately 11:15 a.m. today, and defense counsel will be killed by his wife if he does not get to the hospital immediately. Daffner said the DA and the judge agreed. Yeah, yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll get back to this law and order thing later on, but first.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Yeah, she's angry already. Don't do that.
You notice there's not a lot of comment on this one.
that's where you need to be. That's all there is. Where you need to be.
God help you if you're not.
That's right.
Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend Aggieland HelpWanted.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. AgilandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:15. It is Monday, August the 24th. It's day 236. You got 129 of them to go. Peach Pie Day. Peach Pie Day. Hard to find peach pie, really. I mean, I think cobbler is probably the the thing that we see around here. Of course, I don't know. You go down to Fredericksburg, it might be
one. Yeah, they probably do a little bit of everything in peach.
It's National Waffle Day.
Hoorah!
Oh, man. We'll have to visit the Waffle House today with Jim Gaffigan, maybe.
I'm going to say we don't have one of those yet.
We don't. It's Vesuvius Day, you know, because it happened on this date in, I don't know what year. 79. Back when they were just in twosies.
Oh, the Otzes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's Pluto Demoted Day, unfortunately. All right, birthdays up.
Kenny Baker is 81 years old, R2-D2.
Mm, and little else.
Was actually one of the Ewoks in Star Wars.
See what I said?
Uh-huh. I heard that.
Steve Guttenberg's 57. Uh-huh. That was terrible.
Thank you.
From the Police Academy and Precious Little Else. Rupert Grint, Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter movies, is 27.
And Precious Little Else.
Yes. Alex Laughlin is 39. He played Steve Garrett, McGarrett in the Hawaii Five-O, the new one.
The new one, yeah.
Dave Chappelle's 42. David Gregory is 45.
Wouldn't you like to know what goes on inside his head, Dave Chappelle? I mean, just...
No. Yeah. No, I don't think I really do.
He would be troubled, I think, is what we could call him. Okay.
Host of Beat the Press, David Gregory's 45.
Former host.
You're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. He's not that anymore. Mm-hmm. Marley Matlin is 50. Yeah. Reggie Miller is 50 as well. Craig Kilborn is 53.
Whatever happened to him?
I think he's still doing some movies. I think.
Again, was on The Daily Show, thought he'd be a rock star forever, and now it's whatever happened to him.
Well, he did several movies.
Yeah, okay.
And then just kind of disappeared. David Kochner is 53. He's a Champ Kind from the Anchorman movies.
Okay.
And The Office, Todd Parker.
Yeah.
Jared Harris is 54 from Mad Men. Cal Ripken Jr. is 55, I'm sorry, and didn't miss a day of work in 16 years.
Yeah, really.
And Vince McMahon is 70.
Wow. And Kramer, Michael Richards.
Yeah.
65. Don't feel sorry for him. I mean, he's still got a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did fine. And every time they run those Seinfeld whatevers, he gets some of that. And I see Max Cleland, who is a former U.S. senator and decorated war veteran and head of the Veterans Administration for a little while, 73. All right, that's it. 6:18.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So after the recent murders of Kate Steinle and Marilyn Faris by illegal immigrants, one would think that the Obama administration would begin cracking down on the release of violent illegal aliens into local communities. Well, unfortunately, that is not the case. In fact, just last week, ICE officials released three dangerous criminal aliens, where? To the streets of Arizona. And a press statement from Sheriff Paul Babiou of Pinal County states that the criminal aliens from Iraq and Russia, Sudan, were all released into the state this month. The men have been charged and convicted of crimes, including, aggravated assault, kidnapping, and murder. So with the majority of American voters supporting the deportation of criminal aliens, don't you think the president might get serious about keeping Americans safe?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today.
Sean
right
Hannity,
here.
Weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Dear Mommy, it's me, your baby. That's right, from inside your tummy. Really, I love what you've done with the place. Very warm and comfy. But I do have this one complaint. You know when you smoke? Well, you pass on arsenic and cyanide and a whole lot of other bad stuff that I can't even pronounce from your cigarettes onto me. Seriously, Mom, yuck. And your smoking doubles the chance that I'll be born prematurely. If you keep smoking after I'm born, your secondhand smoke makes me more likely to have pneumonia, asthma, and ear infections, and increases the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. We don't want that, do we? So, Mom, there's this website, quitforyourchild.org, that has the tools, tips, and counseling you need to stop smoking. It's free, confidential, and part of a program that has already helped thousands quit for good. So let's visit quitforyourchild.org, and maybe I won't kick so much. Okay, I can't promise that.
To learn more, visit quitforyourchild.org.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Let's all celebrate Raising Cane's Crinkle Cut Fries, the pinnacle of potatoes. Legitimately lengthy, leaving mere julienne's jealous. Its grade-A quality makes it the valedictorian of vegetables. So, taste our taters today at Raising Cane's. Let's also have 3 cheers for Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, the perfection of poultry. Always fresh, never frozen, specially seasoned chicken that keeps you kicking. So, partake pronto in this primo provision. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Good morning. It's 6:21, almost 6:22. News Talk 1620 WTW. 6:22. Now, what time you got to catch the bus?
Oh, that's the hard part to figure out.
I would think so. Well, you know, and again, we had that story, and I don't know, we have it probably every year, talking about how school shouldn't start early in the morning. It needs to start at like 8-ish or something like that, or 8:30. And again, how late would that be? And after daylight saving time changes around, how late would the kids be getting home and how dark would it be?
Yeah.
But does that mean we get to start later?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, then I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us, right? People in Okanagan, Washington might never know it, but Alex Thomason might have saved their home like so many others. Alex is out fighting every flame he sees. He's not a firefighter. In fact, he's a lawyer. He bought a fire truck less than a week ago, took a mini course, and now he's out fighting fires. Well, he's like a freelance firefighter? It's not just house fires and that kind of stuff, though. And also, it's he'll fight any kind of flames. He also digs fire lines. His wife thinks he's crazy, but he's not the only one. In fact, he's got a whole crew of guys he met on Facebook, something he feels obligated to do for his neighbors. Of course, up there, is that right? Did they ask for volunteers? Is that what I heard on Friday?
I believe that is correct.
Man,
yes.
it
Oh, yeah.
It has got to be horrible up
there.
Tapped
out their resources.
Yeah, I mean, after they got the National Guard and all that involved. And
saw a picture of a firefighter who he had been fighting for 36 hours. They said he sat down within 2 minutes. Just.
Yeah, oh, I can imagine. I mean, just you have to be so well.
He fell asleep sitting up.
Yeah, even if you're not physically involved in fighting the fire at that point, your tension level is so high.
Oh, man.
I mean, you talk about tapped out of adrenaline. I would imagine that's probably the case there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
6:24.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Looks like the sell-off on Wall Street will continue with futures pointing to a sharply lower open. Dow futures down 2.5%. NASDAQ futures down nearly 4%. Asian and European markets plunged today after the Dow Industrial skidded 531 on Friday. For the week, the Dow dropped 1,017 points, or 5.8%, its worst one-week showing since 2011. Oil futures are leading a dramatic fall in commodity prices, with crude oil trading at $38.85 a barrel, as fears over China's economy sent investors fleeing to safe havens like gold. The Bloomberg Commodity Index, which tracks 22 raw materials, lost as much as 1.7% today, dropping to its lowest level since August 1999. Raw materials have slumped this year as concerns mounted of weakening demand from China, the world's second largest economy and top user of everything from industrial metal to energy. That's your money now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
You may have seen these pictures on the internet for a while now. There's a guy that drives around in a Lamborghini dressed like Batman, but what he does is he goes to kids that are in the hospital. His name is Lenny Robinson. He's 51 years old. Well, he was. And sadly, he was killed over the weekend when he got hit by a car on his way from a hospital trip. Now, I guarantee this is going to make him happy. Before the accident on Sunday, he was in an event in West Virginia where an 8-year-old named Jacob ran in and told him that he got punched by a bully. So Lenny, Batman, confronted the kid who punched him, and he made him hug it out. Then he promised Jacob that Batman would always have his back if he needed help again. Unfortunately, Lenny was on his way home from that event when he died. But a guy from Huntington, West Virginia, named John Blackland, saved the day. Because he, too, dressed up like Batman to visit sick kids, and even has his own replica Batmobile. And while Lenny's funeral was happening on Wednesday, John showed up at Jacob's school to let him know Batman still had his back. He also spoke to the entire class about why bullying is wrong, gave Jacob a key to the Batmobile, and let him fire it up in the parking lot. Jacob's grandmother says when the boy finally did go to sleep that night, it was clutching that Batman key. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They sell gold and silver bullion. And having physical bullion, according to most of the money folks, is an important part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy it weekly, some once a year. They deal anywhere from $20 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. They do that, plus, of course, they've got the jewelry, coins, and just some really interesting collectible things. So go look for yourself. It's an interesting trip, I promise you. It's Davis Jewelry and Coin Exchange on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hey, let's have a look at the weather. It's 628. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Same old story, hot today. Look for a high temperature, probably about 99, but our heat index is going to be way up there. About 107 is what we're looking at. There is a slight chance of maybe some clouds getting together and giving us a little shower, which would be nice for later this afternoon or tonight. 76 for our low tonight, 30% chance of rain for a Tuesday, but we're keeping the temps about the same, so it's going to be a warm one. And looking on toward, I guess, our first Friday night of football, is that right? Is that coming up? And it's going to be pretty warm, too. Looks like 96 or so for a high temperature during the day on Friday. Right now, winds are calm, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 76 degrees.
When employers use fear to manage employees, the work suffers and almost everyone is miserable. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and a tween, while others have four dogs, two teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but there's only one family plan that beats the rest. Sprint has the best family plan. Get four lines with unlimited talk, text, and 10 gigs of high-speed data to share while on the Sprint network for only $100 a month. You get more than double the high-speed data T-Mobile offers for the same price while saving $40 compared to Verizon and $60 compared to AT&T's plan for the same amount of data. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Four lines, unlimited talk and text, 10 gigs of high-speed data to share, all for only $100 a month. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port and high-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Other data price options available and competitor plans may include music, carryover, tethering, or cloud features. Restrictions apply. See carrier website for details. Other marks are property of their owners.
Traditionally, many employers use fear to get employees to do their work. Fear of getting in trouble, getting yelled at, getting fired.
If you tap into another person's fear system, you tap into their survival system. So you get somebody working with you or for you who is surviving rather than thriving.
Joan Kingsley, author of the book, The Fear-Free Organization.
So all of the energy is focused on survival tactics. How do I get through the day? How do I please my boss? And forget creativity. That just goes out the window. Oh, I have a good idea. What if my boss doesn't like it? So you start censoring yourself.
If it's so damaging, why do managers use fear?
I've worked with a lot of people who come and see me. They've been promoted up, running a team. Now what do? What they were good at doing, they're not being asked to do anymore. They're being asked to manage people. I don't know anything about people. I don't know how to do that.
So many managers resort to fear because it's easy. But it also brings out the worst in people.
Somebody doesn't get it, and you start talking to them if they have a dog or a pet. What happens when you are not nice to your pet? You wind up with a dog who might bite people later on. People will get that, but people have trouble making the connections to people to people.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The YMCA of Greater Houston has identified Bryan College Station as their next target for a satellite center. This morning, Friday, on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney gave an update on the plans.
As of last Thursday, has identified and through their studies has determined that College Station and Bryan have some different populations and some different needs, and is in the process of developing a 6 to 7 year project that will eventually result in comprehensive YMCA facilities in both cities.
Mooney says there has been discussion about working with Texas A&M organizations such as Study Abroad and with Blinn College to provide a student recreation center for the Bryan campus. 750 truancy cases were filed in Bryan ISD last year. Superintendent Tommy Wallace addressed the topic on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
The bottom line is, in Bryan, we need our students in school, whether it's Bryan, College Station, Navasota, Hearn. We need the kids in school. When you look at attendance rate and then you compare that to academic success, you're going to see a correlation. And the more kids are in school, the better.
Wallace says the new law aims to keep students' records clean and decriminalizes truancy, making it more of a civil violation or ticket. An investigation by College Station police continues after a body was found Friday by hotel staff at the College Station Hilton. CSPD Lieutenant Chuck Flieger said the man was not an employee and at the time of his death was not a guest. Police responded around 4 p.m. Friday. They said an investigation revealed the man was engaged in an act of self-harm on the ninth floor stairwell landing and subsequently fell to his death. The identity of the man has not been released until next of kin can be notified. Police in Bryan say a driver has been arrested after fatally striking a 26-year-old pedestrian. Police say Oscar Lee Trevino of Bryan was walking in the roadway when he was struck by a vehicle on Saturday night. The driver fled. Police said Sunday that a witness had been located who gave a description of the driver's vehicle. The vehicle was located in Bryan, and the suspect, a 26-year-old from Bryan, came forward and was arrested for failing to stop and render aid. A three-vehicle crash in North Bryan last night left two hospitalized in critical condition. Bryan police reported Highway 21 and Sims, a westbound motorcycle was hit by a northbound car that failed to yield the right-of-way. The motorcycle then hit a pickup. The motorcyclist was transported with injuries from the collision, along with a passenger from the pickup who suffered a medical emergency. The driver and two passengers in the car received minor injuries. The crash closed Highway 21 in both directions between Texas and Martin Luther King. Texans have until August 27th to register with FEMA for financial assistance if they were affected by the early summer storms and flooding. Spokesman John Mills says in most cases, those who are eligible to receive money direct deposited into their bank accounts.
The money can be for home repairs, rental assistance to live somewhere temporarily while repairs were made, and other needs such as personal property not covered by insurance.
Mills says FEMA has approved more than $49 million statewide for individual homeowners and renters. You can register online at disasterassistance.gov or call 1-800-621-3362. Texas A&M University has a new associate athletics director for academics. Athletics director Eric Hyman announced Friday that Dr. Jeff Guen will step into the role. For the past 2 years at University of Alabama, Birmingham, Guen served as associate athletics director for student support services. Guen earned 3 degrees from the University of Florida while also serving as a student manager for the Florida Gator basketball program. He worked under Coach Kruger as well as Billy Donovan and earned a doctorate in education at Illinois in May of 2015. The Swan Brothers are joining this fall's MSC Opas lineup. The finalists of Season 4's The Voice will be in concert on Friday, October 9th. Texas A&M and Blend Team students will have first access to the tickets this morning around 10 as part of Gig'em Week. Public sales for non-students starts September 21st. More information on the duo and tickets is on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 6:36 at 77 degrees. We'll have more news at 7. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
As you're roaming around your TV, you may have noticed Suddenlink has done a little reorganizing their entire TV lineup. They've grouped all the channels together by genre, and now you can find your favorite shows right next to your other favorite shows. It's real quick and easy. Sports shows by your sports shows. Kids shows show up, at least on my TV, in like a purple color. It's so easy. And the new lineup includes 61 exciting new channels, 31 of which are in HD. Suddenlink already offers so many HD channels that you almost get lost in all the HD. But some of the new additions, C-SPAN HD, the Hallmark Movie and Mysteries Channel, the Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, additional HBO channels in HD, and more. Suddenlink offers all digital TV for even better quality. Call 1-877-694-9474 today to get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you'll get access to on-demand. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today or visit suddenlink.com for all the information that you need.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. Lakes and rivers help bring tourists to our state to enjoy water sports and recreation. Tourism accounts for roughly $52 billion in revenue a year and keeps more than 500,000 Texans employed. The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff. Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com, Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's your first day of school weather.
Hot weather continues across the region. There'll be some sun today. There could be a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be right around 100. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the evening. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Developing sun tomorrow with the threat of a late-day storm, 95 to 100. Any storms end tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine returns Wednesday. There's the chance of a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Got good effort from everybody that played. It was good to see Anthony Collins getting more comfortable in what we're doing.
And Anthony Collins got the game winner for A&M basketball. We'll have more on A&M hoops across the pond. A&M football had a scrimmage over the weekend. We'll hear from special teams guy Drew Kayser. Also, A&M soccer cranked up their season with two games over the weekend as well, plus a ton more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, let's see. Oh, Harry Reid shuffled out. Let us know he was in favor of the Iranian deal. And I don't know, I don't need it anyway, but why not find one more reason to boycott Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Since, you know, they sent out a fundraising email through moveon.org saying, join us in pledging to withhold contributions from Democrats who sabotage democracy with Iran. How do you use the word democracy in Iran in the same sentence? I mean, really?
That is a great question.
Just wondering how that might happen. Just don't know. And by the way, while we're talking about that, don't look for any warming of relations between U.S. America and Iran anytime soon. Reuters did an interview with the foreign minister of Iran. He rejected the possibility of restoring the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Like, we want to do that anytime soon, saying the U.S. has, quote, an illogical attitude.
Well, that's not far from wrong.
It seems that, it's probably right. We're using their logic? Yeah, probably right. Seems there needs to be a change in that kind of attitude and behavior on the part of the United States, so the situation is different with the U.S. But it's not, and we're not going to. But that's okay. We want to go ahead and do this deal. We think it's a good idea.
Especially with the whole, what was it, Thursday or Friday, they said that they get to review themselves.
Right.
That's sure. A great idea.
And again, Mitch McConnell has already told us that, you know, it's going to pass. That's the lead of the opposition party, okay? The opposition to the White House. He's a Republican, in case you haven't heard. So if you'd like to wear an R on your chest, he's one of yours.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yay. Anyway. Jerry Brown wouldn't throw his complete support behind the Hilster yesterday on one of the Sunday talk shows. He said, I've been around politics long enough to know that things are uncertain. I don't know. I think she's a good person. She's got a lot of experience. On another show, Democrat National Committee head Howard Dean, former head, talking about Hillary's email problem, saying, quote, one of the problems is that Hillary Clinton is an incredibly smart lawyer. I don't think she's an incredibly smart anything, but that's just my opinion. Anyway, you've got to think about this in plain language, and maybe that's what she needs to do. Sounding a little cautionary note there.
Dun, dun, dun.
See how that works out. Joe Biden's name shows up in a couple of stories this morning. He apparently met with Elizabeth Warren in D.C. on Saturday. And this Joshua Alcorn, he apparently is the point man on this whole draft Biden thing. He said she's incredibly important, Elizabeth Warren. Incredible ideas on making the economy work for everyone. Talking with her is thus no surprise. I have no idea what they talked about.
Mm-hmm. Making the economy work for everyone.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to work for everyone. The perfect economy.
The problem is not everyone works.
Oh.
That's the problem.
That was That was pretty insensitive of you.
If people don't work, there is no economy.
Yeah, you're right.
Boom.
You're right.
Hey,
mic drop.
Hey. I'm being insensitive.
I know.
And don't horn in on my action.
Yeah, and once again, when did it become the government's job to make a job? You know, that's how you, again, as many, many people say, the best way to fight poverty is with a job. Let's see. Martin O'Malley piling on the Hillary email thing. So long as our Democrat Party is not talking about the issues that matter most around the kitchen table, the only question that will be asked every day, and it's a legitimate question by media people like yourselves or by the Republicans, are questions about Hillary's emails. Those are questions that I will leave to her and her lawyers to answer. But as a party, we need to wake up and we need to start having debates about the issues that really matter, like making college more affordable for more families, making wages go up and not down. Okay. That's his side.
Up, not down.
Hillary's cutting her vacation short, by the way. I didn't even know she was on vacation.
Nor I.
Yeah. Election events, she's out in the Hamptons. They've got a rented house out there in the Hamptons. I'm sure it's just a lean-to.
Yeah.
Anyhow, she'll have election events across the Midwest. She'll leave Wednesday for a grassroots organizing committee in Cleveland, then head to Minneapolis for the Democrat National Summer Committee. We were talking yesterday. If you disenfranchised everyone who lives in cities of over 500,000, okay? Let's make it 700,000, okay? If you disenfranchise those people, who would the president be? I'm just, you know, wondering. Yeah. Just might be different. Just might be. Hey, bitter to the end, I guess maybe he's still getting a paycheck from the Clintons. But James Carville says that Joe Biden is not the answer. He's done it twice. He hasn't had the best track record doing it. Regarding Hillary Clinton's current email problems, he said, I don't hold to any illusions that this is going to be some kind of an easy, straight shot open thing. The press goes from one thing to another. It never amounts to anything. And at the end of the day, they'll find out there wasn't anything to this. And then he took on the Washington Post and their coverage of the Clintons, saying, they need some adult supervision. It's journalism run amok.
Okay. Yeah, that's one view.
Well, it is. That's it.
Yeah, God forbid that anything in Washington be the least bit negative.
That's right. Somebody apparently on one of the Sunday talk shows said, can you say anything nice about Carly Fiorina? Ask Carly Fiorina, can you say anything nice about Hillary Clinton? And actually what happened was she was asked if she would have been taken seriously as a candidate here in 2016 had Hillary not run a race in 2008, which again is his way of saying, would you say something nice about Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
She said she was the first serious woman candidate for president. We do owe her a debt of gratitude. Okay.
Oh, isn't that nice?
There. You needed me to say something nice about her. I said something nice about her. And let's see what else. There was something in Texas politics that I was looking at. Let me see. We'll talk about the next hour about and we touched on it at the candidate economic outlook conference at the Hilton last week with the state reps and state senator about everything's okay as far as the number projections right now for Texas budget, but the number that they had plugged into the equation was $60 a barrel.
Oh,
we're at 38 right now.
Oh.
It's gone down $2 since Thursday.
I was going to say, last time I saw it, it was at 40.
Yeah, no, it's dropped below 40 this morning. So we're at $38 a barrel right now. And if you haven't heard, China's economy is basically crashing right now on the rocks.
Surprise.
Yeah, and so they're the number two economy in the world. Obviously, that hurts a lot of things. Dow Jones was down 500 points, I think, last week. It's already down 300 today. In the pre-opening numbers, so we have a look at that next hour. But it's not looking well. But you know, of course, the good thing is nothing that we have here is made in China, right?
Oh, hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I don't think herb gardening has ever been more popular than it is right now today. Visit any garden center, you'll find an entire area set aside for this rich and varied group of plants. Thanks to those nurserymen for making them available, and thanks to the herbalists who've been telling us for so long how really wonderful these plants are. Herbs are popular, and there are a lot of them you can plant in the fall. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Fall is a great time for planting many of the herbs you like to grow. Some of them are winter hardy, but almost all can be grown in patio pots and small hanging baskets so they can be protected from the first frost and harvested well into the winter. If you have an enclosed atrium, a bright windowsill, or best of all, a hobby greenhouse, you can grow your fresh herbs all winter long. Compare the quality and price at the grocery store, you'll see what a bonus you'll have. Annual herbs such as basil are some of the quickest and the easiest. There actually are a dozen or more types of basil alone, some short, globe form to tall, large leaf varieties. Some have bright green leaves, others are deep burgundy purple. All stand shearing quite well, and they grow very well. What they won't handle is cold weather, so they're going to have to go into a greenhouse or a bright home. Rosemary, on the other hand, is quite perennial in much of the state. Again, there are many forms, some much larger than others. The biggest types are good as cascading plants along the edge of a retaining wall or tumbling out of a large patio pot. Smaller types are often trained as small topiaries, for example, as a tabletop Christmas tree. Chives and parsley are more for spring plantings, but they also can be beautiful in the fall garden. Both make excellent bed borders, growing 8 to 12 inches tall. Parsley will bolt to flower its second spring, and in doing so will be bitter and unusable. Chives get thicker and more attractive the second year. Both can be harvested quite well into the fall. Sage is a woody little perennial herb. Some types are green, others are gray-green, and others are variegated creamy white and green. Sage is an attractive herb, with most types growing to 12 to 15 inches tall. It works well in clay pots set in attractive groupings with other herbs. You can even use it as one of an assortment of herbs in a strawberry jar or a hanging basket. There are many types of thyme, many of them creeping. Grow thyme in morning sun with afternoon shade, particularly if you're growing it in pots. Some folks try the trailing types between stepping stones in patios. However, that usually burns out in the hot southwestern climate. By far the most popular group of herbs, however, is mints. It's hard to imagine the South without spearmint, and there are so many other kinds of decorative and wonderful-smelling mints. So give herbs a try. They really are rewarding, and this is a good time to plant them. Soils, the foundation of great gardens, will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Aggie football had Fan Appreciation Day Saturday and a scrimmage. Ray Guy Award nominee and punter Drew Kayser visited with 12man.com following practice and talked about the importance of special teams.
It's a huge part of the game. I mean, special teams is a third of the game, and it could definitely be the X factor. When we're playing Auburn, the field position was the entire game. You know, it doesn't matter, like, you don't get to pick which game is important. So I think that, special teams unit can just come down to the wire and be the X factor and who wins the game.
Countdown to kickoff is underway with kickoffs less than 2 weeks away. September the 5th, NRG Stadium in Houston against the number 16 Arizona State Sun Devils. Since we're talking football, A&M was the second highest vote getter behind Mississippi State, putting it just outside of the preseason top 25. But for the first time since preseason polls began in 1950, Ohio State is the unanimous number one pick in the Associated Press poll. TCU is number two, followed by Alabama, Baylor, and Michigan State. A&M basketball wrapped up their long-distance road trip with a bang. Graduate transfer Anthony Collins hit a contested layup with 4.6 seconds remaining to secure the 71-69 exhibition win for the Aggs over Serbian-based Mega Leaks on Saturday in Athens.
Well, all my teammates and coaches tell me to be more aggressive. You know, I try to be as unselfish as I can as a point guard, but everyone just tells me to be aggressive, and that's what I tried to do today.
A&M head coach Billy Kennedy echoed Collins.
I really like the way our guys talked and communicated in some special situations that we haven't spent any time on. Got good effort from everybody that played. It was good to see Anthony Collins getting more comfortable in what we're doing, and he was more aggressive offensively. But you know, it was really a good team win and a good win to go home on.
Things start for real for the guys Friday, November the 13th, against USC Upstate at Reed Arena. The number 5 Texas A&M soccer team converted on 3 second-half corner kicks to erase a 2-1 halftime deficit and register a 4-2 win over the Rice Owls. Then yesterday, the ladies notched 2 goals in the first 9 minutes of action and rolled to a 3-0 win Sunday evening against Northwestern State Lady Demons in the home opener at Ellis Field. Head coach G. Guerreri said it was a fairly solid performance.
Even in the Rice game, honestly, you know, I think at halftime, even though we were down 2-1 in that game, I think we had outshot them about 12-3, just like we had done today. I thought that defensively we were sound today. I thought our back line was pretty comfortable with the ball and the way that we were moving around. And hats off to Northwestern State. I mean, they kept a lot of people behind the ball, made it very difficult for us to convert, especially in the last 25 yards of the field.
Up next, they'll host UC Irvine Friday at 7:30. Max Preps laid out their preseason watch list, and junior of the year Trendavian Dixon of Navasota, a Texas commit, and sophomore of the year Tate Martell, formerly a Washington, now A&M commit, highlighted the 2015 preseason All-American team. In the NFL, defensive lineman Mike Purcell intercepted Dustin Vaughn's pass and returned it 37 yards for a touchdown to help the San Francisco 49ers beat the Pokes 23-6. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett said the Cowboys just stunk up the place.
Wasn't very good on offense, wasn't very good on defense, wasn't very good in the kicking game, wasn't good early, middle, or late.
Dallas quarterback Tony Romo's day was done after 1 3-and-out series, then the Cowboys turned to Brandon Whedon. Peyton Manning couldn't muster a score in more than a quarter of work in his preseason debut for Denver as the reserves rallied late to help the Broncos to a 14-10 win over the Houston Texans Saturday. Here's Texans coach Bill O'Brien's overview.
There was some good, there was some bad, there was some ugly, and we have to really come back to work on Monday and really try to improve as a team.
In Major League Baseball, Cole Hamill threw 6 strong innings as the Rangers held on to the second American League wildcard spot with a 4-2 win over the Detroit Tigers. Hamels thinks the Rangers can make a run at the postseason.
You know, not trying to get too carried away, just staying within ourselves, because if we stay within ourselves, we have that belief and that confidence to be able to go out there and put, you know, some big winning streaks together.
Texas has the day off. Tomorrow, the Jays head to Arlington for a 7:05 start. And more extra inning heroics in H-Town.
Castro lifts it left field, fairly deep. It backs up Hernandez, looking up, and that's gone!
Castro's solo shot in the 10th lifted the Houston Astros to a 3-2 victory and a sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the PGA, Davis Love III won the Wyndham Championship to become the third oldest winner in PGA Tour history. The 51-year-old DL3 closed with a 6-under-64 for a one-stroke victory over third-round leader Jason Gore. And finally, IndyCar driver Justin Wilson was in a coma in critical condition Sunday night after sustaining a head injury during a race that afternoon at Poconos Raceway. Wilson was injured when hit by a large piece of debris that broke off a car that had crashed in front of him. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum car batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See BatteriesPlus.com for details and limitations.
Wait, wait, you did a PGA story. You didn't even mention Tiger Woods. You got to
wear
a red shirt for the first time in like 3 years. Wow.
It's been like 2 weeks, but he didn't make the FedEx.
Oh, okay. Well.
He's done for the season.
Oh, no. Well,
I can tell you're distraught.
Yeah, really. Okay, that's fine. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's going to be hot today, 99 and a heat index around 107. Stay inside if you can. 76 tonight, slight chance of showers out there. 75 now, WTAW College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.